Okay, Daf Nun Beis, Shabbos is Daf. We're picking it up from Nun Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. Today we're going to talk about devaluated coins. Kama tehe hasela chaseira velo yehe ba eina. How much of the metal and the material from a coin can be missing, in this case a sela could be missing, and there still won't be any eina in it? Rabbi Meir Eimer arba isarais. 4 isarais per sela, which is isar ladinar. A sela is 4 dinarim, and a dinar has 24 isers. So 4 isers per sela, or 1 iser per dinar, is a 24th. So bottom line, according to Rav Meir, if a coin lost 1/24th of its content, it's no longer shayach to be used as a coin. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, arba'a pundiais, pundian ladinar, which is a 12th, because there are 48 pundiains in a sela and 12 pundiains in a dinar. So 4 pundiains per sela, or 1 pundian per dinar, is a 12th. So if it lost 1/12th of its content, it won't be useful as a coin. For Rabbi Shimon Eimer, moving over to Amud Aleph, Shmeina Pundiyais, which is Shnei Pundiyim Ladinar, which is going to be 1/6th. Ad Mosai Mutar Lahachzir, the guy who got ripped off, who got the defective coin. Until when can he go back to give back that coin, go back on the deal? So Bekrochem Ad Kedei Sheyira LeShulchani. In a bigger city, it's enough time that has to elapse for him to be able to show it to one of the Shulchani, to a money changer, and get verification that this coin is no good. Bekfarim Ad Arvei Shabbosais. In the kfar where there is no money changer, it's going to be the rest of that week until Shabbos, because on Erev Shabbos, when everybody's buying food for Shabbos, that's when he's going to try to use that coin, and they're going to say, hey buddy, this coin ain't worth what its face value is. Im haya makira, if the one who used this coin, meaning the guy who tried spending it, knew that it was shvach, afil lachar shneim eser chedesh makabla hemenu, then even after 12 months, he's got to be able to take it back from the one he passed it off to. Ve'ein le'olav el tarumis, and he has no recourse except to be a kvetcher, and we'll see who has the tarumis on who in the Gemara. Ve'nais not le'maiser sheni ve'ein chayshish, which we'll find out more about tomorrow's daf, and she'ena ella nefesh ra'a, which is a disparaging comment about people who won't be willing to take such a coin. So therefore, all you can use it for is maiser sheni, and again, we'll talk about it more tomorrow. So, our mission seems to go connected to Brisa. How much does this sela have to be missing, and therefore there would be aina in it? Which sounds like that these coins that are chaser are not able to be used. Whereas our Mishnah phrases it, how much can be missing and the coin is useful. So it seems like a stira between the Mishnah and the Brisa. Amar of Papa Lekasha, Tanadi Dun Kachashev Mimata Lamala. We're starting from a little bit of missing metal, and we're working our way up to increasing levels of chaser. Tana Bara, but the Tana the Braisa was kachashav milmala lamata, counting down. So they're essentially saying the same thing. They're just coming at it from two different starting points. Now, until now, we've always been talking about aina in the context of a shtus for mekach. Why is it different for money? Frak the Gemara, Maishno b'sela de pligi, Maishno b'talis de le pligi. What's the difference between the sela and the talis? Omer Rava, man tana talis. That's Rabbi Shimon he. And Rabbi Shimon is also the one who holds by a sela that's also going to be a sixth, a shtus. So in a chanami, Meir Rabbi Yehuda, who respectively would go with a 12th or 24th, that's what they would say by mekach as well. Abaya Omer, no. You know, there is really a fundamental difference between a talis and the coins, because talis had shtus machal inish. De Amri Inchi, people are going to be machal because they'll say, ashik legabeich. B'shavi lekresich, it's an expression that when you're buying clothes, even if it's expensive, you still gotta do it. You can justify the overpayment for the clothing. However, sela, kiven de le'sagila, since it doesn't work properly when it's defective, le'machal, people are not going to have the mechila, so there's going to be a difference in amount between the talis and the sela. Gufa. Ad kamate asela chaser vihe boyayna. So we said, Rameir Eimer arbo isarais, which is Isra ladiner. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer dalad pundiais pundian ladiner. Rav Shimon Eimer shmeina pundiais, which is shnei pundian ladiner. Yosser al kain. More than this, meichra b'shavya. You sell it for what it's worth. And we'll see on Amud Beis what this means, that if it's worn down, but not worn down to the level of aina, then it could still be used. Ad kama tipaches vihe rishay lakaima. Until when are you still allowed to hold on to such a coin? Besela ad shekel. A sela until it's a value of a shekel. Now a shekel is half of a sela, so if it's 50% of its value, then you can no longer keep it. But until that point, you could still hold on to it. Bedinar ad raiva, which we assume is a quarter dinar. Pachas mikan isar, usar. If an isar is less than this, then it's going to be usar to hold on to this. Then we'll have to see what that means. Hareze lo yim karena. You cannot sell it, even for its current value. Lo latagar, vole lacharam, vole laharag. You can't use it in circulation either to a tagar, like a merchant, or even someone who's trying to extort or murder and try to pay them off. You can't use these kinds of coins. Why? Because they're going to use it to fool other people. So you cannot put these kinds of coins into circulation, but you should actually punch a hole in it and hang it as a piece of jewelry on the neck of your son. But in other words, it's useless as a coin. Omar Mar, the sela ad shekel bedinar ad reiva. The Bryce had said, with a sela until it's half of its value at a shekel, and the dinar until it's a quarter. So maishna b'sela ad ad shekel, which is half of its size, umayishnab a dinar, ad roiva, as opposed to a dinar, which is going to be a quarter. So merabaya, my roiva diktani nami, it's roiva shekel, it's a quarter of the shekel, which is exactly the same thing. So it's the same ratio of 50%. Amarava dekanami, dekatani roiva, velekatani revia. It's not a fourth, but it's a quarter. So shema mina that we're talking about the quarter of the shekel or half of a dinar. Frekta gemara, lomale lemislaya lidinar b'shekel. Why does the Brisa refer to this fraction of a dinar, legabe how much it is klape the shekel? To which the gemara says, milsavaga vorcha komashmon deika dinar deosi mishekel. There are some dinar, there is a kind of dinar that comes from a shekel, because a shekel is a half a dinar. So the chiddush is that since the dinar is half a shekel, if the shekel is now eroding to the point where it's half of its worth, it now can be a dinar. Misayeya leila rabbi ami d'omer rabbi ami, dinar haba mishekel, mutter lekaimoi, dinar haba misela osir lekaimoi. So it's almost ironic, you know, the shekel goes down and down and down until it becomes a new coin. Then the Braisa had said, pachas mikan iser osir. If the iser is less than this, it's osir, but it's not clear what it's talking about. So my ka'omar, omer rabbi hachi ka'omar, pachas a sela yaisu mechte oina iser, then it'll be osir. The Braisa is saying, if a sela was chosir by an iser more than the amount of oina, then it'll be usher to use it at its face value. Meaning at the exact amount of the aina, and up until, but not including, an isser past this, you're allowed to use the coin for its value, as long as you're going to pay back that extra amount that you were ma'ane. But once the sella has already been chaser to an isser beyond the level of aina, you can't even use it at its face value, but only what it's actually worth, which is certainly going to be less. Omer le rova, frekt rova back to Abaye, hachi, if you're talking about a coin that has gone beyond the amount of aina, afilu mashunami, even if it only went a little bit more than that limit, it also can't be used. So elo omer rova, pachsa sella isser le dinar. What's the pshat in the braisa? If a sella became chaser by an isser per dinar, meaning that amount of aina, also, then you can't use it at its actual value. The stomach, Karebi Meir, because that Rav Meir was the one who made the aina amount at an iser per dinar. And Rav Yehuda said it was a punyan per dinar, and Rav Shimon had said it was two punyans per dinar. So the Braisa is hopping onto Rav Meir's limitation, but it's really the same idea that once the sella hits the level of aina, it can't be used, but it was each kefi their respective shita. Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah in Kalim, sella shenifsala. Let's say you have this coin that now is no longer any good. Veskina shiye shekel b'mishkal. So now, what are you going to do with bad coins? So you'll use it as a weight. So now, Tamea, it's shaykh to be makabel tumah because now it blabs a kli because now you're using it as a weight. So ad kama tifaches vihei rishay l'kayma, how long do you allow to keep it around that you're still allowed to retain it? La sella shnei dinarim, for a sella it's up to two dinarim. Pachas mikan yikaitz, if it's less than that you got to destroy it, you got to cut it up because it's dangerous to keep it around. People might actually think it's a shekel, and it's not. Yeser al kein mai. Let's say the sella was bigger than the two dinarim, meaning it was more than a chatzi sella. So we're going to have a machlaikis. Omer Rav Huna, pachas mikan yakutz, yeser al kein yakutz. Sounds like no matter if it's more or less, you got to destroy it. And the way the Ritva explains it is because if it's a little smaller than a shekel, it might actually be passed off as a shekel. And a sella that's still larger than a shekel could be actually misrepresented as a sella. So it's problematic in either direction, and therefore you got to destroy it. Rabbi Ami Omar, pachas mikan yakutz, aber yeser al kein yakayim. If it's more, you're allowed to hold on to it. Because Rabbi Ami holds that a sella that's chaser, but it's larger than a shekel, is not going to be mistaken for a sella, and therefore you can hold on to it. Meisve. The Braisa says, turning over to Amud Beis, Yosser al kein meichra b'shavya. That if it's more than this, you can sell it for what it's worth. So my lav shepachsa yosser mechtei aina asa. L'chayr, doesn't that mean that it is so chaser that it's more than the aina? So clearly you're allowed to hold on to it, because you can be meichra b'shavya. To which the Gemara says, no, that's not what the Braisa means. But rather, yosera that kati lepachsa mechtei aina asa. More means the coin weighs more, but it hasn't yet been chaser to the limit of aina, and therefore in that case meichra b'shavya. Meisve kashan Rav Huna ad kama tipaches vihei rishay lekaima besela ad shekel. So my love the pachas porta porta, doesn't the Braisa mean that it went a little bit, that it's only a little bit below the level, but the Braisa is saying you can still hold on to it because it's still worth a shekel. It's connected Rav Huna, because according to Rav Huna you can't even hold on to it even before it hits the value of a shekel, which the Gemara says light. The Braisa is talking about the nafal nur of ifchis pachad azimne. It wasn't porta porta, but rather went into the fire and completely went down to the size of a shekel at all at one time. Omar Mar, Yikvena Vietlena, Bitsavar Benaya, Bitsavar Bita. You could take this coin, you have no shaykhis that can't be used anymore, you could just make it into a piece of jewelry. Veraminhi. The Braisa says, Lo Yasena Mishkal Ben Mishkal Isav, you should not make a shvacha coin into a weight. Lo Yisra Kenabain Grutaisav. And don't throw it along with your pieces of raw material silver. Volo yikvena v'yetlena b'tzavra b'nayu b'tzavra b'ita. And don't turn it into a piece of jewelry for your kids. Ella a yishchek, a yitaitz, a yikaitz. You got to grind it up, melt it down, cut it up. Or yelech yamamelech. The point is you got to destroy it. But the Braisa says you can't turn it into a piece of jewelry. Amar Rav Elazar, v'amar le Rav Huna, Amar Rav Elazar, kan be'emtza, kan min atzad. It's not fair. The Braisa is saying where you can make a piece of jewelry, you're talking about making a piece of jewelry by puncturing a hole in the middle. But the Braisa is saying not to puncture a hole in it, that's talking about when you're doing it on the side. A hole in the center is not going to be accepted as a coin, but a hole in the edge could potentially be kind of rubbed out. Right. A rami could still try to use it. So there's no takala, though, if you punch a hole in the middle of it. The Mishnah then said, "Ad masay mutar lahachzir, until when can you return this thing, when go back on the deal with these bad coins? Bekrachim ad shiyire l'shulchani. In the big cities, he has to have time to show it to a money changer. Bekfarim, you have even more time ad arve shabosay. So maishna besela demaflig, umaishna betalos lemaflig. We don't find such a shear by a mekach of a talos. You only see things by money. So rabbiya ki tnan nami masnisim betalos krachin tnan. When we're talking about a talos, we're also talking about the big cities. And in a chanami, you have more time to go back on the aina in a big city. Rava amar, now there's a fundamental difference. Talos kol inish kimle begave. People know how much clothing is worth. You don't need to go to an expert. However, selak even the lav kol inish kimle begave el shulchani. People don't know. You got to go to a professional money changer to see if this coin's worth what it says it's worth. Hilkach bekrachim dika shulchani ad shir l'shulchani bekfarim deleka shulchani ad arev shabbos is asakin l'shuka. Until people go to shopping on erev Shabbos, that's when the first time they're going to find out about it. Then the Mishnah said, v'im hayim akira filu l'achar shnei meser chodesh. If you know what you're passing this kind of money, then even after 12 months, you can have to take it back from the guy that you ripped off. So hecha, which case is the Mishnah talking about? Ibe krachin, if it's in the big cities, ho amr dat shir l'shulchani, we gave a shir until the time it shows to l'shulchani. And ibe kfarim, ho amr dat arev shabbos, we have shirim for these things. So amr avchizda midas chasidus shanakan. We're talking about the way to act out midas chasidus. In other words, even after that shear has long passed, you should still take back the coin. So Ihachi, if that's the case, we're talking about Midas Chasidus, Ema Seifa, Ein Loi Olav Ela Tarumais. He only has the complaints. So Laman, who's that case talking about? Ela Chasid, if you're talking about a Chasid, as we're saying now, Loi Kabuli Likbuli Mine. Don't take the coins back from the guy. Loi Tarumais Tavalei, and don't have any complaints. In other words, what's the point of being this Chasid and then kvetching about it? Rashi has a great lashon here. Toiv Loi Shaloi Kablena Mishi Kablena Vietzi Dibal Chaverai. Don't be nice to people and then complain about it later. So we don't need your chasidus. But you're telling me the midas chasidus is referring to the guy from who he took this bad coin? Once you take back the coin, there's no reason to have tarumus in the first place. So that wouldn't make any sense to apply it to him. So what are we talking about the midas chasidus? Somebody else who's not the chasid, even though he doesn't take it back from the recipient of this coin, the recipient has nothing but tarumais. But in economy, that part of the Mishnah is not talking about the chasid. And we'll stop here. Pick it up in Mirtzah Shem on Sunday with the next part of my Meiser Sheni.